This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Half of life, the saying goes, is just showing up. That can be a challenge in the best of times because life can be hard, but showing up isn't going great right now when you talk K-12 education. The number of kids in American schools who are chronically absent has doubled since the before times. That means one in three students are missing at least 10% of school days a year. That's from an estimate by the nonprofit Attendance Works. And now, as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes reports, there are growing business opportunities in getting kids to show up for class.
Chaz Morton has spent a lot of time driving this 10-passenger green and white van around Baltimore.
Back here. Okay.
It belongs to Concentric Educational Solutions, which contracts with school districts to visit families of chronically absent students.
Hopefully, we can talk to a few parents.
Morton's navy suit is tailored, and his green tie matches the company logo. He stands out in the Baltimore neighborhood we're visiting, where half the homes have boarded up windows and doors.
All right, so I'm going to park.
Morton's first stop is a high schooler's family.
All right, so we actually knocked on the door, sat there for a few, no one answered.
He leaves a letter instead, letting the family know about the students' attendance issues. Next stop, same deal, no answer.
They weren't home either.
Morton says he talks with a family member or student one out of every three visits. And indeed, at Morton's third stop, where a 10th grader lives, someone answers the door.
So mother and father get up to go to work about 5 o'clock in the morning, and they don't return until 5 in the afternoon, but then the mother has a second job.
Morton says the parent spoke Spanish, so he used the Google Translate app on his phone to communicate.
So the father was on the phone letting me know that the son stay up late playing video games. So I let him know, you know, it's okay for them to play video games, but they probably need to be monitored as it relates to how much the time that they're spending on the game.
Morton was drawn to this work after 6 years as a correctional officer, where he saw a lot of kids.
I wanted to be the one that, you know, started to help, and so they didn't have to come through the judicial system.
Research suggests this work is helping. In Baltimore before the pandemic, Concentric home visits improved attendance by 3.5%, which sounds small, but is statistically significant. The company charges districts about $150 for 5 visits to one home, or $75 for a one-off. And it's gone from taking in about $1 million in revenue before the pandemic to $8 million now. It's also grown from 20 to 200 employees across 3 states. There are other companies that don't visit in person, but like Concentric, have latched on to this idea of a letter. Or, as Everyday Labs CEO Emily Baylard calls it, a nudge.
So we designed these nudges to be posted on a refrigerator, and it really serves to provide a daily reminder.
These letters compare a student's attendance to that of their classmates. They were inspired by those energy reports some utility companies send, comparing your home's electricity use to your neighbor's.
The majority of parents think that their child's attendance is average or better than average. And, you know, we don't talk to our friends about our kids' attendance.
The startup sends texts, too. And Everyday Labs research finds its interventions reduce the number of chronically absent students by 11 to 15%. The company works in districts around the country and charges between $5 to $10 per student per year. It won't disclose exact revenue, but says it's between $5 and $15 million annually, triple what it was before the pandemic. But the challenges facing these companies are daunting. 18-year-old Paula Iniestra Sierra was chronically absent from her Omaha high school. She worked 5 nights a week at a fast food place, contributing to her household's income, and wouldn't get home until at least 11, exhausted.
I wouldn't go to school. And then when I try to go to school, it just like, I felt like I wasn't getting the help that I needed.
She hated attending class virtually and was having shouting matches with her parents. She missed enough class that with a counselor's help, she moved to a group home setting where she repeated her senior year and graduated this spring. But she's still working through how disconnected she felt from school during COVID.
Nothing felt real.
That's another challenge for the attendance industry. Getting kids to show up to class after we told them for years to stay home. In Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.